Not a queen, said Danny, a Khaleesi. She wheeled her horse about and galloped down the ridge alone. The descent was steep and rocky, but Danny rode fearlessly, and the joy and the danger of it were a song in her heart. All her life, Viserys had told her she was a princess, but not until she rode her silver had Daenerys Targaryen ever felt like one. At first it had not come easy. The Khalasar had broken camp the morning after her wedding, moving east towards Vaes Dothrak, and by the third day Danny thought she was going to die. Saddle sores opening on her bottom, hideous and bloody, her thighs were chafed raw, her hands blistered from the reins, the muscles of her legs and back so racked with pain that she could scarcely sit. By the time dusk fell, her handmaids would need to help her down from her mount. Even the knights brought no relief. Khal Drogo ignored her when they rode, even as he had ignored her during their wedding, and spent the evenings drinking with his warriors and blood riders, racing his prized horses, watching women dance and men die. Danny had no place in these parts of his life. She was left to sup alone, or with Ser Jorah and her brother, and afterwards to cry herself to sleep. Yet every night, some time before dawn, Drogo would come to her tent and wake her in the dark, to ride her as relentlessly as he rode his stallion.